an interview with a porn star in 60 minutes, but definitely more effective than a march on Washington for their lives. So welcome, everybody.
What the crap are you talking about? None of us are on your crazy right-wing
boat. Yeah, let's redo that intro.
Seriously.
It's funny.
Whoever wrote your material, you should fire
him. Here we go. Nerdwatch Podcast, where we always, or we never overpromise, and we always underdeliver. That work for you, too?
I guess. All right. You should have led with that one.
Should have led with that one? All right. Just checking.
We always overpromise and we always underdeliver.
Right. No, we never overpromise and we always underdeliver. Always.
I can't wrap my head around that. I'm not smart enough for that one.
That's too much math.
You said math? Too much math for you?
I guess so. I don't want to.
Anyway.
There'd be math involved.
Anyway, ladies
Sean,
and gentlemen.
Sean, you're Asian. What did he say?
Oh. Thank you.
Hey, Sean, why don't you bust out that abacus and tell us?
Bro. Take it easy.
Oh, my God.
Is that too? Is that?
What are you?
I'm trying to
what
make
is that?
A start again.
Norwegian? You're from Norwege?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? I think the Swedish chef is funny, all right? I think in a derogatory way.
The Weege? You're
I think
from
he's funny
the Weege?
Yeah. And I have an abacus in my backpack.
Well, listen, ladies
waka
and gentlemen, let me introduce my
for
panel of...
Oh, wait, we're still going?
Virile nerd
That's
men.
That's the weakest start we've ever had.
Hey, it's not. It's fine. On my far left, ladies and gentlemen, he
out.
Is
it's
the
fine.
Punk rock superstar.
You really rubber keyed the opening.
It was fine. He is a punk rock superstar. He is the horror aficionado, ladies and gentlemen. Gannon is in the house tonight.
Woo!
And joining us.
Welcome back!
Would totally not be welcome in a Japanese bathhouse.
And joining us after a two-week hiatus, he is the artist, comic book artist extraordinaire. He is a member of the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance. And he is also...
Yeah, but so is Leek.
Yeah, it's true, too. It's a good point.
I've displaced you, Todd.
He's also the author of The Kukui Project and, of course, Disco Thunder Groovebone. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Todd Bernardi.
Woo!
He's in the house tonight.
Welcome back.
Also joining us tonight
he's an extraordinaire.
Is the cinema scholar, the Cinnamon Scallop. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for... Aaron with one A. How's it going, sir?
That does not sound appetizing.
Doesn't Cinnamon Scallop?
Cinnamon Scallop.
Neither does A with one A.
Aaron with one A.
Freak.
Also,
you know, my dad was like, so that's why there's a picture of a cinnamon scallop, because I told him the story. Because he didn't get it at first. He's like, why is there...
Yeah, the thing about the Nerdwatch is if you like just take it at face value, it doesn't make any sense.
Correct.
You have to have all of this weird association.
Right.
Like,
I like people clicking on the weird titles, so they go, What is this?
What is this BS?
What does this mean? Yeah. Also joining us tonight
is terrible show talking about
the gaming guru himself. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Format. He's in the house tonight.
Woo!
Doing a little artistry, I think.
Yay.
Greetings America. Yeah.
Also, and last but certainly not least,
an honor really to be here.
Right,
3 years in a row, still going strong.
Is that like a tear running down your cheek?
He's like, "What did I do with my life?"
Also joining us tonight, he is the owner, proprietor of Maui Comics and Collectibles here at 115 South Wake Avenue. He is the godfather of comic books. He is the chairman of the comic book board. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Between the Sheiks with Daddy Leaks.
No.
He's in the house tonight. Welcome, Daddy Leaks.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm great.
All right, fantastic. Well, gents, it's been quite the week. We've had new movies.
Yeah.
Dr.
Leaks.
Dr. Leaks.
It's Dr. Leaks.
Dr. Leaks. We had a big movie open up this weekend. Black Panther moves to second place in the box office this weekend. And
what finally moved it?
Well, we'll talk about that here shortly. And
I want to talk about it now.
We have a
before
huge...
you know it, he's going to be right in the back of the bus.
And there's going to be there's a huge hard media release today as well.
It. Is the bus made out of
money?
Oh,
it's a money bus.
It's a bat bus.
It's a money bus.
He is. We got Hard Media to talk about tonight. A huge release today, which you're going to take a which you're going to take a look at later on.
The hardest of media.
Of course, before we get to all of that,
it's the section of the show we created just for Aaron.
We got to get to Alika here at 115 South Waukea Avenue. Excuse me. Daddy Leaks.
This is Alika's section. the part of the show we created just for Alika.
Oh, by the way, before I forget, you can download the podcast on iTunes, on Audio Boom, and on Stitcher. You can also download the Maui Watch app and listen to the shows.
Did you say Naughty Boom?
No, Audio Boom.
Naughty Boom.
Naughty Boom.
We're
going to
talk about the Naughty Boom before the Hard Media.
And a so make sure that you can download the podcast. Just download the Maui Watch app as well. And you can do that on the iTunes or Google Play Store. And you can
Did we start the show yet?
Yeah, we started the show. We're good. Thanks.
Will you pay attention, please?
Sorry.
Get your head out of your rear end.
And if you'd like to donate to the podcast, you can do that on Patreon at patreon.com/TheNerdWatch. We certainly do appreciate your support. But checking in with Daddy Leaks this week, every single Wednesday here at 115 South Waukea Avenue, Maui Comics and Collectibles has new comic books. The last 2 weeks, the comic book list has gone rather smoothly without
That's
any
weird.
Interference. And it's been excellent, matter of fact.
Are you saying that because Todd wasn't here?
I didn't say that.
That's what he was alluding to.
I wasn't alluding to anything. I'm just saying that it was fantastic the last 2 weeks.
You know, you didn't catch the hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, no, nothing.
We do miss Todd's...
If you're going to make Todd feel bad about himself, at least make it funny, man.
Yeah, like Alika does.
Every single Wednesday...
I love how your wife tuned in one time and she's like, why isn't Alika being mean to you?
He's actually saying nice things. I don't get it. Is this part of the joke?
It's a new bit.
Yeah, it's a new bit. Every single Wednesday across the country, it is New Comic Book Wednesday, but especially here at 115 South Waukea Avenue, you get to talk to Dr. Leaks and find out what's brand
making
new.
Making me sound way overqualified.
So let's find out what's happening.
You see him on Wednesdays, New Comic Book Days. Mm-hmm. He walks in with a lab coat and
scrubs, rubber gloves.
Do you have that thing that's on your head that you can shine
that
the
doctors
light?
That inexplicably doctor have with, the yes, silver the circle on their head?
So they can see down your
Is that like a badge or something?
I don't know what the hell it is.
Am I supposed to be impressed?
Just to blind you. Let's find out what's happening this week in the world of comic books.
I don't know. Maybe so there's a long, awkward pause afterwards. Avengers, issue 686. Batgirl, number 21. Beef, number 2 of 5. That's an Image book.
Okay, yeah.
Did you just giggle at that?
Beef.
Did you read the first one?
Did you giggle at that one?
Oh, okay. Yes, I did.
Beef? Okay, good.
Ben
Reilly, Scarlet Spider, number 16. Black Panther, number 171. Breathless, number 1. Breathless? Why do I have so many of these? Wow. Breathless number 1.
No, we looked
I'm
up
curious.
Beef issue 1. What about Beef issue 2?
That happened 2 weeks ago. 10.
What?
That's a lot for an independent comic, so there must be some hype on it or something.
I'll take that one.
Wait. I'll take
That's all
copy.
It takes with Gannon.
I'll take one of those.
Is it popular? Let me on that bandwagon.
No. Is it number 1? I'll buy that and then nothing else.
Thanks for ruining our ordering quantities. Crow, Memento Mori, number 1.
Ooh.
It's a new Crow book.
Italian.
Wait a minute. Is that who's writing that?
Jason Momoa.
Of course he is.
I don't know.
Why would I even ask?
I don't know.
Every other page is cheating.
He's kidding. Yeah. Jason Momoa.
All right.
Everyone knows Jason Momoa can't read.
Yeah, but he can write.
I revenge my fallen love. All right.
All right.
Cyber Force number 1. Cover A is by Silvestri.
Wait, wait,
no
what
use.
Year is it? Is it 1993 again?
Yeah, I know. We have a Youngblood comic coming up, too. Daredevil, wow. Issue 600. Ew. 600.
Wow. I want that, too.
Yep.
There's going to be a Frank Miller cover.
Do I have it? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know.
It's actually a remastered one. He didn't draw a new one.
Dark Knight's Metal, number 6 of 6. We got...
How's that series going? Is it good?
It's ending this week.
This is the last
that's
one.
Mine.
Stupid.
That's why I'm asking. Is it good?
Yeah, why don't you read it?
Despicable Deadpool,
for you to pass.
Number 297. Detective Comics 977, Doomsday Clock number 4 of 12.
Yeah,
finally.
Yeah.
Pretty soon. Wow.
Yes.
Another 2 months to the next one.
Pretty much. Months. Flash number 43, Galacticon number 6 of 6. Let's see. Gotham City Garage number 12 still going. Hal Jordan, the Green Lantern Corps 41. We got Hip Hop Family Tree, speaking of Ed Pisker. Yes, he's cool. I love him.
Oh, because he drew an X-Men comic book that one time that you really liked?
Wow.
Pretty much.
Wow,
that's all. I'm easy like that.
That's all he needs, man.
That's all it takes.
That was a shot, Todd.
Yeah. I wasn't really into Indonesian politics until I read X-Men Gold number 1. Then I was all up in it.
You should be happy. I mean, not to get off the list, but there's a lot of great X-Men news for those that don't like X-Men.
Yeah, like they're pushing movies. They're pushing back the new the Fox X-Men movies. All right.
we're gonna
get Deadpool 2 and lead right into X-Force and forget there was ever an X-Men.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, X-Force is a better X-Men than X-Men is, and they're not even a movie yet.
Well, come on. They already hinted at it.
Did Deadpool go back for reshoots, though, because the first screen was terrible?
Yeah. No, it wasn't. It was because they wanted more of the side characters.
Well, that's
did
because...
You, yeah, the first trailer was like, I was
scared
for it.
The Domino and Cable scenes apparently tested well, so they went and made more of those.
But, you know, the first trailer, I was like, maybe this could be bad. Maybe it was on the fence. The second trailer, I'm like, this is great. This is all I need to see the whole movie. I'm
still on the fence about that one.
Are you serious?
Just because Tim Miller's not doing it.
I'm kind of with
that first one is great because it's a passion project. Yep. This one's just a cash-in sequel, so I'm hoping it'll rise above that. But yeah,
we'll see.
I'm a Gannon on that. We'll see.
It's going to be funny.
It will be funny.
Let's hope so. The fact that you said that gives me hope for it because you don't like anything. So.
I didn't say it was going to be good. I just said it's going to be funny.
Fair enough.
Jessica Jones, number 18. Did anybody watch Jessica Jones on Netflix?
Season 2? No, I'm
season
not.
Season 2? It's incredible. It's awesome.
I can't get past my dislike of Kristen Ritter to watch that show yet.
I like her.
She's great.
I like her.
She's awesome in that show.
Like, really?
Breaking Bad.
What else is she in? She was in Breaking Bad. That's right.
Quickly, so I don't have to deal with her.
No, it's because she's a good actress.
Maybe.
She was good in Breaking Bad, too.
She's the bee in Apartment 23, isn't she?
Well, I remember her start from Veronica Mars.
Of course.
These are all movies and shows I haven't watched.
I was not a fan of Veronica Mars, so not my bag.
Shut your mouth.
You weren't part of the Kickstarter to bring her back for that movie?
Veronica Mars.
Did that even happen?
Well, to be fair, I didn't watch all of them, so I may have to go back.
You don't like Kristen Bell. That's what this is.
Yeah, I don't.
That's why you didn't like Frozen.
Yeah, that's because I hate her in Frozen.
Yeah, but she sings. Aren't you like a sap for singing?
That's true. I am a sap for musicals, not for that
one. You know, we should let it go.
If you watch The Good Place.
Look at you, Gannon, on point.
All right.
All right, go ahead.
I haven't even done anything yet.
Mira, Queen of Atlantis, number 2 of 6. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, number 25. Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur, number 29.
That's the anniversary episode, right?
The Lord Drakkon one or something?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Swan would know more. Mother Panic.
That looks pretty good.
Mother Panic, Gotham AD. This is an alternate Earth Gotham. It's like a Batman's daughter kind
of
thing.
It's the aftermath of the Milk Wars.
Is it? And she breaks into Arkham, and apparently there's a Dr. Quinzel involved. So I only read the synopsis. I didn't see any art.
Like an alternate Dr. Quinzel?
Maybe. We'll see. I don't know. Okay. Maybe she'll also give milk. That sounded good. I'll stop right there.
From where is this milk coming from?
I don't know. It came from Batman's fingertips. That's why it didn't seem dirty at the time when I said it.
This got less exciting already.
Yeah. Moon Knight number 193.
From Batman's fingertips?
So you got to read it. Like, it's good.
Meow. More from meow. Like some, a wrist type of action.
Enough. We're good. We're good.
Yeah, don't. See, you're the one who kept going.
You ever see Silence of the Lambs where the guy throws stuff in the girl's face?
He does a Spider-Man impression. Old Man Logan, number 37.
Why? That's still going?
I guess so.
Wow.
He's only getting younger.
Peter Parker, Spectacular Spider-Man, number 302.
Doesn't seem like that, right?
They're actually doing an Old Lady Harley now.
Yeah, that looks terrible.
Yeah, it looks so It looks so dumb.
But I'll buy it. Redneck, number 11. Rick and Morty, number 36.
Yeah.
Because you're never getting a season 4, you jerk.
I don't know why everybody believes that.
Yeah, they'll get it.
They're trolling.
It's a little too popular to not come back.
Rough and Ready, number 6 of 6. Saga, issue 50. Going strong.
Yeah, see, I knew it. I knew Todd was going to chime in for that.
Yeah, I bet you did.
I just said I wanted it.
Silence.
I want that in Dark Knight's Metal.
Silencer, number 3.
I haven't heard anything about that.
That's DC's Spider-Man. Now you want it.
I never got that book. I've been wanting to read it.
Okay, all right. My interest is peaked.
Spider-Man Deadpool number 30. Teen Titans 18. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles ongoing number 80.
Wow.
That's my jam.
Carl Mono wants somebody to poke Aaron with a stick. There he is. All right, Carl, he's alive.
Awake. We've got some True Believers Agent Venom stuff coming in. Venom.
Oh. And some X-Men Gold.
Yes, we do. A trade paperback.
More Indonesian politics in the X-Men universe.
Woo! Wonder Woman issue 43 and X-Men Blue number 24.
All right.
Just FYI, that Crow book was by Italian creators, and it was released in Italy first. And then
is it like a fan?
No, it was just it was something that they like licensed, probably.
So this isn't based on anything by James O'Barr, then?
No, okay. But it's and then IDW.
Well, based on the character and the concept.
I mean, the story.
He didn't. Yeah, didn't create anything.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
So,
but he also James O'Barr wasn't really involved in the later iterations of the Crow, anyways.
So what you're saying?
So it's not going to change the level of quality.
So what you're saying is that these Italians are on.
But what did Momoa do?
Yeah,
no, I think no, I'm not. I'm just saying that it's.
Did they take some of his blood and mix it in with the ink?
Like a Kiss album?
Yeah. I'd buy that.
Oh, my
God. I can clone Momoa.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for comic books, this is where to find it. It is Maui Comics and Collectibles at 115 South Waikea Avenue. If you'd like to get on the list of subscriptions, you can right here with Dr. Leaks and or any of the fine folks here at
Dwayne,
Comics.
Dwayne says he's reading IDW Spider King. You are the only one. I was buying that for a while.
Did you guys even get it?
Yeah, we have it. It's in the bin. I think I bought two issues of number one and then one of the next few. They're still there.
Wow.
Well, I'm gonna go buy
them. The art looks good. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
They didn't do any advertising for it.
Well, here's the thing. Since we're talking comics, let's talk about comic book characters.
You know, I feel like people can see your sticker.
What sticker?
So I just want to say that
I don't know people can see anything.
That Greg's views politically are not represented by the rest of us at the Nerd Watch. If you guys can make that sticker out, we don't agree with that stuff.
Well,
what does that have to do with anything?
Because I realize you can kind of see it.
You can't see anything.
You can totally see it, dude.
Oh my gosh,
I'm pointing at it right now. Look at that.
Freaking out. Anyway, like I was saying.
G is the good guy with the gun, right?
Yeah, I am. That's the name of the podcast now. Anyway.
No, it's not. It's Hopeling. The name of the pod is Hopeling.
No one knows what that is. Anyway, let's talk a little comic book characters.
It's like when a girl reaches a specific age. No, I don't know.
You're such an idiot. The Deadpool trailer. Let's talk about that in specifics. Yay. We got a Red Band trailer for
you
Deadpool
know what made
2.
It better for me?
Is
that Cable put on a scarf to make his shoulders look bigger. Because you remember those first trailers? It was just him in a t-shirt, and you're like, this guy's too scrawny to be Cable. And then he has that scarf on. He looks a little more bulked out, and I'm like, okay.
That's why I wear scarves.
So,
to make yourself look bulky.
All right. Yeah.
To increase it.
The Deadpool 2 trailer was actually pretty good, right? I mean, did everybody kind of dig the Deadpool trailer?
I loved it.
It was okay.
Zazie Beetz's only line in the trailer, lit AF.
So, okay, so them teasing...
That's how the kids say it these days, right?
Them teasing the X-Force...
Somebody Photoshop a joint in my mouth.
And they go like, and they go like this, too.
Yeah,
they do that.
Look at this. Look at that.
Yeah, look at that, and then they punch you. I don't know what it is, but...
So them.
I'm getting hungry. Where's the Tide Pods at?
Are they really teasing an X-Force movie when...
What do you mean teasing?
It's in the plan.
Up says
No. What I'm saying is that means that if...
Look, Terry Crews is there. If you got the money to bring Terry Crews on, you ain't effing around.
I like Terry
Crews.
Greg,
to answer your question, the X-Force movie is technically the third Deadpool movie.
Yeah.
Well, no.
It's actually been part of the plan.
Well,
you know what's something that nobody's been talking about that my laser-like nerd eye caught on to? Is that they're going to do the black and gray suits in this movie from the early 2000s X-Force run. When that's probably my favorite X-Force team, no offense, Rob Liefeld, is...
Because he's watching.
He could.
Hey, Rob!
What's up, Rob?
They should have given him the shoulder pads, Rob.
And the pouches.
Yeah, pouches.
You know, Deadpool's on that team. Wolverine, Psylocke, Archangel, right. And Phantom X. That was like the baddest X-Force team there was.
No, but what I'm saying is that was a cool tease in the trailer. What I'm just curious about because...
You didn't even see the black and gray suit, did you? You don't know what I'm talking about.
What I'm talking about is the X-Force tease was because now that we know that the whole deal with Disney is actually going through and they pushed all the X-Men movies back, I'm surprised that, I mean, it's great that it's in the movie. I'm just curious if they're going to go in that direction now.
Well, maybe that's a way to preserve Deadpool into the Marvel, the MCU, and forget about the Fox X-Men. And I feel bad for both of the Game of Thrones girls, because those are both of their movies.
By the way, I did not know this. I thought Gambit was canceled, but apparently Gambit is
no,
not canceled.
No, it's canceled.
It's going to come out in 2019. I did not know that.
It's been coming. It's been in the works to come out for like 5 years now.
Yeah,
10 years.
I thought it was canceled last time I read.
2019 is when they finished the ink on the Disney deal.
Right.
That's why they're pushing them all to 2019 so they can be like, sorry, guys.
The better question is, does anybody want a Gambit movie? I mean, really?
Somebody made a good point. Is a solo movie with Gambit is hard to, you know what I mean?
I can see Deadpool. I can see Wolverine. I can see half a dozen other characters.
He's a great X-Man, and he does have very interesting stories, but I couldn't sit through a whole movie with just him.
I don't, yeah.
Well, I don't think that they will. I think they'll probably bring in some other, you know, mutants the way that they did in Deadpool.
Every time I think of Gambit, all I think about is the animated show. All I keep hearing is the theme song in my head whenever I see the title sequence. Whenever somebody says Gambit, all I see is the title sequence and the X-Men cartoon hitting, and that's all I see of him. I don't see anything else. You know what I mean? Like, I don't.
Well, that cartoon is why he's awesome, because you know he's slick. He throws cards. He is acrobatic. That's all you really need. But you can't build a story around that.
He uses
that.
What is it,
the bow staff.
The bow staff, thank you.
Don't
I'm going to call it the kendo stick.
Thanks to Napoleon Dynamite, everybody knows what a bow staff is.
Yeah. So, I'm very surprised. I'm not surprised that the Deadpool was as fun as it was. And I'm actually looking forward to it like Alika is. You like it, Aaron?
I'm not that hyped up.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Oh. I feel the same way as Gen. I think it's just...
Ouchie McGouchie, little bro.
Cash thing.
Yeah, it's a cash grab.
Don't get me wrong. I want it to be great.
Yeah.
But, again, I keep coming back to, like, the only reason we got a great Deadpool movie is because somebody really wanted to make a great Deadpool movie.
True.
And then that guy got thrown out.
True.
And then you can't get rid of Ryan Reynolds. So
well,
of course, he wins that
the
debate.
Only reason we really got the Deadpool movie is because Ryan Reynolds pushed for it and everybody was like... leak this.
But the strength of that this. Video footage that came out,
yeah.
that's what kickstarted
yeah,
it
yeah,
to actually
course.
Happen.
It's true. It's true.
So that footage came out, that's what really got the ball rolling. And that was Tim Miller's baby from beginning to end.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I'm for the life of me,
He actually makes really great stuff. I don't know if you ever saw the Arkham Origins commercial where it's Bruce Wayne through all of his life. Yeah, where you hear the gunshot. Then you see the pearls drop.
Right,
then,
right.
Like, it's just his face, and his face is aging, and everything behind him is
that was his.
It's
stuff.
A great commercial.
Oh,
it's
cool.
Way better than the game was, but it's a great. And he created that.
I did not know.
Have
that.
Him
that's
do
cool.
Batman.
How did you know he directed a commercial?
Because he runs an effects company.
Oh,
and
okay.
They do a lot of the.
That's really specific. Sometimes your guys' like knowledge of these people's resumes is.
Okay, you do understand that's the name of the show, right? The Nerd Watch.
It's too nerdy.
Oh, wow. Didn't know. Okay.
Dial it back.
If doing my homework means I'm nerdy, then so be it.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like, what's his blood type? I mean, what else do you know about the guy?
Sam Campos just tuned in. I posted a link to the Dragonfly opening credits.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a local. Do you guys know what Dragonfly is?
Matter of fact, I saw your post.
I'm usually swatting them outside my house.
Could you please explain, since Campos is here and everybody's listening, what is this Dragonfly? I saw it and it looks really cool.
It's a project that he's been working on for years with, you know, other local artists and creators and stuff. And, you know, he taught himself how to do like fiberglass and create the helmets and the body parts and whatever. But it's like a Sentai show. Made locally here in Hawaii with a local storyline, Hawaii-based characters. Mm. And just do yourself a favor and go to the Maui Comics Facebook page and watch that opening credits video, because you can, like, I have that theme song stuck in my head. It's like a real TV show that, like, I could picture myself coming home every day and watching an episode and getting into it. And if you go and watch the behind-the-scenes YouTube videos...
I think
videos,
he's getting mad that you're talking about it.
Yeah, he put the angry faces.
he called us FACAs.
What does that mean?
it looks
incredible.
It looks really good.
And if you look at the behind-the-scenes videos, which, you know, you don't see half the stuff they worked on in the credits sequence alone.
Sure.
But they actually have, like, you know, a horde of villains... And don't. Why are you showing us that? You just a picture of a guy in a jockstrap. Really, Gannon?
Sean wanted to share.
Here's the thing.
Thanks, Sean.
Getting back to Dragonfly, I have to agree with...
That was pretty mean-looking Dragonfly.
I have to agree with Alika. I think what's cool about it is that, and this, I hope this you take... Sam takes this as a compliment. If you guys check out the Dragonfly on YouTube, it very much looks like something that I would see on the afternoons on Kiku. And that, I mean, and that's...
It looks awesome.
It looks really cool.
The production level is there, and if they could just get the funding to do a full episode and... Get a legitimate pilot to catch an investor or something.
Has
to
he
get
done
this
Kickstarter?
Going. He said he didn't really understand doing a successful campaign too much. Anybody who sees this stuff gets excited for it. So you just gotta get the right material in front of the right people's eyes, because the local population would push this hard.
I think he's got 3 episodes completed.
Fantastic.
What he said about those was he filmed for 5 episodes. They edited the material they had down to 3 episodes that weren't necessarily the script they had written. So they're not the best representation of the show, but at least there's something there.
What is the YouTube channel? Do you know where people can find it?
Well, his YouTube channel is Ka Awasaki,
okay,
which is Sam Campos' business.
You're making him crawl back under his rock.
No way, man. Sam, you got
to see this.
Yeah, run this out to completion, because this
I'm
is something that...
I'm a huge fan of Tokusatsu, so I really want to watch
it. It's super fun. It looks like it belongs...
This is something
like
that everybody
80s.
In Hawaii can get behind and
be
into.
Yeah, it looks really cool. Speaking of local, and this is,
I
a little,
so.
This is a little less than nerd.
I don't want to watch it and be like...
I don't know if you'll cringe, but it's definitely got that feeling like, ooh, I remember this when I was young. You have that feeling.
Right. Well, the theme song is good. It's a catchy theme song, too.
Yeah. So, speaking of, next week, this Friday, as a matter of fact, I believe, this Friday, Brian Cohn's movie, Kuleana, speaking of locals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, local movie, statewide opening.
Brian Cohn's movie is opening statewide. Matter of fact.
And the star, I didn't realize this, Moronai Kanekoa is a Maui High graduate.
Yeah, he's a Maui High
yeah,
graduate.
Yeah, he's so the star of the movie.
So is his love interest. She is also from Maui.
Sonia Balmers is from Maui High?
She's from... No,
no Baldwin, right?
Yeah, she's from Maui, though. I know. Yeah, that. Yeah. I don't know what high school she went to. The movie premieres.
Aren't you from Maui?
No.
What?
Yeah.
We're all from Maui.
Except
Todd.
Oh my goodness.
The movie premieres
Maui,
this
Nebraska.
Friday. There's going to be a big premiere over at the Riga Mai Mall Megaplex this Friday. I believe that the mayor is also going. So it's going to be a big event.
It's a big deal.
Yeah,
Friday
kind of
or
cool
Saturday?
I think it's Saturday. Is it Saturday? Okay. The 31st.
You know it's at your theater, right?
I don't know.
It's actually at your theater.
That's right. It's the 31st.
The one you work at.
How did I think
he was uninvited?
He doesn't.
Yeah.
He never seems to
know what's happening at your theater.
The theater was like, gee, take the day off.
Yeah. So all
we
I got
a big
say,
event here, and we don't want you part of it.
All I got to say is, if
he's like Beetle Bailey. They don't want things to go wrong, so they're like, stay home.
If you have not seen Kuleana, take the opportunity to see it at the Riga Mai Mall Megaplex.
It's good.
Aaron, you had a chance to go watch it. I think Format did as
I
well.
I saw it.
Oh, did you get to see it too?
Yeah, I saw it at the Maui Film Festival.
Oh, cool.
I did not.
Just because it's opening up this Friday.
I don't like mosquitoes.
Let's go around really quick.
We reviewed it on the Nerd Watch.
No,
but
I know.
You don't
but
n- remember
now that,
that do you?
Tomorrow,
are you the same G-Money that... Like, you're a clone,
since
aren't you?
Comment,
I knew it!
Since it's coming out this weekend, what was everybody's take on it? And by the way, Aaron wasn't here a few months ago, so what was your take on it?
I just got to see it yesterday.
What was your thoughts about it 2 months ago?
From yesterday?
Yeah, what do you think about it?
Yeah, it was really good. I was surprised by it.
Really?
I haven't really... enjoyed
what surprised you
or of how good it, what good it was for
oh,
such
so
a
you weren't expecting a local film to be any good huh all right
well because honestly it's like my first real
have you seen Night Marchers
it's like my first real local film anyway
mentioning that movie around Swan will make him homicidal like
what
he hates that movie.
First of all, that's a classic.
I've seen Aloha. Is that close?
A lot of Hawaiians in that one.
How about Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
That was a good movie.
Emma Stone went Hawaiian for that one.
Let Aaron finish his review of Kuleana.
She went partially
Do you think
Asian
everybody should
go
check out this film?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
For sure?
I saw Jurassic Park. All right. I'm sorry.
What's his name? Kanekoa?
Moronai.
Yeah, he was great. I thought he held the movie really well. Him and Mel Kabang. I was really surprised by Melko Bang's performance. I thought he was really good.
You know, and that's my...
He's also a Publishers Clearinghouse winner. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy.
My two cents on the actors in Mel Kabang and Augie Tolba. I already said it before, but you know, I expect good dramatic performances out of comedians, and they definitely deliver it. I don't know what it is about comedians, but they always do well in dramatic roles.
Deep down, they're
all
have
sad
a lot of
clowns,
pain.
Man. They're all sad.
Augie T, man, he actually talks about all the BS that he's been through, so it's kind of like, you know, you can see he used a lot of it.
What's nice about Kuleana, for those that don't know, it
Smokey
is...
Smokey Robinson's Tears it, the
What the hell is it about? Everybody talks about this movie, but I've never heard what it's about.
So the thing I enjoy about this movie is that the movie is about this, you know, this family and the land that they own, but also it's a noir murder mystery.
Right. Yeah.
But the underlying story, the real story that's not really the story that you're watching on the screen... is the fact that in the background of all this is, you know, the Hawaiian struggle for land and it being taken over by wealthy outsiders and things like that. And it's just something that the story builds around, but it's refreshing to have that acknowledged in a movie, in a, you know, from the point of view of a Hawaiian family who's going through that. You know, Moroni is ready to sell the land. I don't even know what his character's name is.
Noheo.
Robert.
Joe.
Is ready to sell the property, and, you know, his mom is trying to talk him out of it and everything like that. And so all the things that happen around this noir murder mystery and the cultural significance of a lot of things that happen to the people and their relationships, you know, it's just well worked together. It's woven well together.
It's good. The only thing I had an issue with in the film, because I thought it was very good myself, is the
not enough gremlins.
The Howley guy came off as a little too like sinister.
The almost. Evil Howley.
Yeah, just
I met him at the premiere when we were at Mulligan's. Little... Why he?
No,
hey.
No. Instead of it being real,
it felt like he was trying too hard.
Yeah, he was.
Exactly. Oh, like he was too evil.
It's kind of funny we call him the Howley guy.
Yeah. If
the Howley guy in any other movie we would talk to, we would never call him the Howley guy. But in this case, we do.
And this is a compliment. This is a compliment to Kuleana, because, you know, this isn't Hollywood. This isn't Hollywood trying to portray.
Sam said, "Todd, I want my land back."
This isn't Hollywood trying to portray locals as locals. This is what it's like as a local. Like there's an authenticity.
Like, you know.
There's an authenticity to the performances, and I thought that was very good. But like I said, my only complaint was the Holly guy just seemed a little too sinister for me, and I just didn't.
I hate that Holly guy in Avengers.
Yeah, that Holly guy in which one?
And Colin's camera work is actually really good.
Yeah, Colin's camera work.
He's
is
got
great.
The thing
he's
is
got great shots.
When you're dealing with land issues in Hawaii and with Hawaiians, and you're going to try to cover the Howley portion of that story with a broad stroke in one person, they're kind of going to be a shallower character.
No, agreed, but I mean, I don't
but
like...
But the other thing is, if you watch the movie, that's also not totally the truth, because the twist that his character goes through, he's not necessarily the evil guy to begin with.
Fair
and
enough.
We may have even spoiled some things by calling him the bad guy, because
and
when
Howley.
You start the movie.
Spoilers,
he's Howley.
I didn't say he was evil. Someone else called. I said the sinister nature is what I meant. So anyway, go check out Kuleana. This Friday it starts island-wide. You don't want to miss it.
Wait, what day?
Brian Cohn. Friday the 30th. And the
Are
premiere,
you sure?
And I guess they're doing the premiere the day after the actual premiere on the 31st at the
Maui
Mall.
The mayor's going to be there.
The mayor's going to be there. Dignitaries. And the like, so check it out. Kuleana.
I guess they're going to do the 4:45
so,
showing.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know, something like that. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It'll be pretty cool. Anyway, moving on to some other interesting news. We already talked about it already, but
do you guys see that they try to do a Kickstarter to save Toys R Us? Have you seen this?
Yeah, it's like, why would you do that for a for-profit business?
This. This billionaire dude who's like, I don't know if he's the creator or if the guy that owns the.
But did you see
line?
How many people paid into the Kickstarter?
I couldn't believe it.
When I looked
in
at
one
it,
day.
It
was
200 grand by the time I looked at it.
200 million.
200 million, I'm sorry. Yeah, 200
million. 200
million
in a day.
And they're giving this money to a millionaire.
In a day.
And you should have seen what the guarantees were is like, there's no guarantee we're actually going to buy back Toys R Us. But if we do, here's what we'll give you.
Yeah.
But your money's not coming back. We're not giving that back to you.
Well, it saddened me because I'm like, you know, there's so many places that deserve a $200 million funding.
Right.
But everybody's trying to save a toy store that they couldn't have supported well enough.
Maui
to keep
Comics
it in business.
And Collectibles.
Maybe I should start a Kickstarter.
There you go. Start a Kickstarter.
I tried to do a Kickstarter before I opened the store just to raise some funds and stuff, and somebody trolled me super hard, and they're like,
"It was Cormac." It was Todd,
and they were like,
"I didn't know him back then."
You want us to give you money so you can buy product just to sell back to everybody? Aren't you making, you know? And like, I was like, never mind. I'll just suffer.
Well, I think that and for as strange as it is, and I think you're right, Gannon, but I have to be fair to Toys R Us.
Oh, yeah, we have to be fair to those guys.
Do they really need to come back? I mean, let's be honest.
Not to be fair to Toys R Us.
But the thing is, they don't need to come back.
We can't let our nostalgia get in the way of what's real about it.
No, you can have that, too, because Toys R Us is gone. KB is coming back. They're reopening KB Toys.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah, there's going to be like 1,000 pop-up shops by December.
All I'm saying is that, not to be fair to Toys R Us, what I'm saying is to be fair to the people that have cherished Toys R Us, maybe this is where nostalgia has kicked in, like you said, and people are very connected to it. I mean, I wasn't.
It's also the same business that couldn't give severance packages to all their employees, but the
14 million
walked away.
Same,
like, how much? 14?
No, 140 something million. Yeah,
yeah, $140 million.
Crazy.
Doorbell again.
I mean, for real. Oh, there we go.
So when they sold it, the investment firm that bought it. Bought it with funds from like a loan from the bank.
Yeah.
And then they put that loan on Toys R Us to pay back. So all the profits that they'd been making for the last 15 years had been going back to pay back the loan for the people that bought them.
Oh.
For this venture capital
firm.
That's why they're going bankrupt.
Right.
But it's not, and it's almost like, it's like, why would you sell it? And then they wouldn't sell, and then the venture capital firm wouldn't sell it back to the family that owned it forever. They tried to kind of buy it back to try to save the
company. They've been in trouble for a long time.
The heartbreaking thing was, what, like the day after?
That week.
The
same
guy
week.
That founded it died. So it's like his heart died. And he died. You know what I mean? Like, I remember reading that. I'm like, oh my God. That's, you know what I mean?
Did you guys, speaking of that, millennials.
Yeah, with your Amazons and your Walmart.com.
And your iPads.
But did you guys ever have that feeling walking in there?
To do with it, though.
Did you guys walk into a Toys R Us and ever have that? I mean, that feeling. I mean, that of excitement.
A proper Toys R Us, yes, not the one we had here. It was kind of a warehousey.
Well,
kind of
I agree with that, when I first went to the mainland in Toys R Us, whatever, there was actually a store called Child World, which folded way long ago. Child World was way bigger than Toys R Us was.
Okay, first of all, that was the Neverland Valley Ranch. That's where you were.
It's very true.
And whatever happened between you and Michael, that's your
I'm
business.
Trying to block out those parts. I'm just remembering the toys.
It's interesting to me that what's funny is that, and it's what's the irony of this is that toys have not, the toys themselves have actually been selling better than ever. That's the funny thing. But
I don't know. They got a lot of Justice League toys still left on the wall.
Bunch of Star Wars Last Jedi toys.
A lot of Star Wars hidden clearance.
Yeah. Nobody wants to
but
play
Toys
with.
R Us, Toys R Us is, I should say, toys are selling. And, you know, it's not the fault of anybody, but the majority of those toy sales are going to the Amazons and to the Walmarts and to the Targets. And things like that. So these specialty stores are going to go away. Amazon is getting like 50% of the toy sales now.
I saw something that Bezos, is that his name?
Jeff Bezos, yeah.
He makes like $230,000 a minute or something crazy like that.
That guy looks like he wears adult diapers.
He's also.
I don't care how rich you are. That's still foolish.
He also is the owner of the Washington Post. Amazon, he's also... I think he's got his hands in a lot of different cookie jars. But, yeah, he does. He makes a lot of money.
Cookie jars. That's what you call it, huh? I call it panties.
Jeff Bezos is bringing back Child's World. You heard it here on the Nerd Watch exclusive.
No, he's not.
Oh, he's not.
You know, if they bring KB's back here, we should go work at KB's.
Been there. Done that.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
I have never... I had more memories walking into Toys R Us than a KB toy store.
It's because we had it here longer, dummy.
I guess. No, but Toys R Us? I thought we had KBs a lot longer than Toys R Us.
We had KBs a lot longer. That's what I was saying.
No, but what I'm saying is I think I had more memories in Toys R Us than KBs.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, then I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I don't know. Maybe that's just me, but I never had any memories walking into KBs.
When I was but a wee child, I wanted to grow up to be a giraffe because Jeffrey was a giraffe and he owned all the toys and all the games.
Well, makes sense.
When it's the biggest toy store there is.
Yep. It's the biggest toy store there is.
And now, dreams are crushed.
That's right.
I mean, Walmart and Target.
I don't want
to
go
everyone
up.
Everyone has to go to Walmart
if I
and Target
did,
to buy groceries or
I'd
whatever.
Be doing a stupid podcast.
Every time
with
I
you.
Go there, there's always kids. Mom, can I have this? Dad, yeah. can I have this? Yeah. And they actually buy it.
Yeah, it's true. So, I mean,
the thing is, the whole system that supported Toys R Us is gone anyways.
Yeah.
It was like a big pyramid scheme built on the backs of the dreams of children.
That's the darkest thing I've ever heard you say.
Holy cow.
I want to kill myself now.
Because it starts on Saturday morning where you watch the cartoon that's created by a targeted...
You know you sell stuff that's usually meant for kids, right?
By a targeted market research that's specially meant to drill into the brains of a child using their adult superior powers.
Oh my God.
Of selling them products and making them want them. And then that's where the begging for the toy comes. And then Toys R Us makes all the money.
First of all, that does not sound like Toys R Us. That sounds like Disney. Okay.
Yeah, so, all I'm saying is Disney picked up that model and refined
oh,
it.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Speaking of toys, Toys That Made Us got renewed for a second season.
Yes.
Oh, very cool.
I think there's four
what
more
else
episodes
are they
coming out.
Transformers?
Teenage Mutant Ninja
yes.
Turtles.
They're going to go through probably every toy line you could think of.
Ninja
Stretch,
Turtles.
Armstrong,
I mean, like, the already got covered.
You would think the Ninja Turtles wouldn't require a whole episode, but they, with Playmates, you know, kind of revolutionized what was happening. In the late 80s, that's when toys were dying off. It was after He-Man did their thing and the Transformers are kind of on the way out.
There hadn't been a Star Wars
movie. I love
the
He-Man
yeah.
I don't think we. Stuff. I don't think our, us. I don't think we as adults now realize how these toys are connected so much to the things that we watched as kids. And I don't see that same I
synergy
guess, fervor for that now. Like everything that we're
well,
to is
not to mention
all.
That
everybody's
through the
playing video games,
through the 90s and 2000s, a lot of legislation went into breaking up that control that seemed so insidious. But in hindsight, and as an adult who was raised on it, I see there's nothing really, you know, malicious about it. I think
Carl just said ROM.
ROM. Nobody bought ROM.
But ROM's getting a movie.
They had 75 comics and one toy. Get over it.
Yeah.
Damn.
Wow. Just kidding. Yeah. He's a lot of piss and vinegar over there tonight.
Yeah, I just
didn't. I'm getting depressed listening to Alika right now.
Yeah, I mean, and not even Star Wars toys are what they used to be anymore. You know, I mean, we had Star
well,
Wars.
The movies aren't either, well, to be fair.
Fair enough.
I don't know, the toys
look,
are better
I just
now.
I
the toys
want to
are better. The movies aren't.
No.
Black Series are dope.
No, I agree.
Have you seen the Java sale bars they're trying to get going?
Yes.
Oh my God, I want that.
Amazing.
If I had $500 to buy a playset, I would do it.
I agree with you guys, but what I'm saying is that it's not connecting the same way with the youth now as it did with us. So we're the guys that are we're the guys that are on board going. We want
how them. Many how many kids you see shopping at Lika's store? Just spitballing here.
No.
What's connecting with the kids nowadays is PewDiePie and
yes.
and the Logan Paul brothers, whoever the hell those guys are.
Fidget spinners
and Tide Pods.
iPads and
Minecraft.
Tide Pods and fidget spinners anymore.
It's true. Jesus. Right
oh, I'm
that.
Sorry.
Man.
Yeah. Are those, are
I
those
would
old
still tie
people
that
now?
To this current generation of kids, though.
Yeah.
It's not like it's forever ago.
Yeah,
we're
true,
not talking about the 90s right now.
It's true. It's a good point. But anyway, yeah, I'm very – your Toys R Us talk was apropos considering what had happened, so – good on you, Gannon. For
I know. Know it was way better than what you were about to talk to. What were you about to talk about?
I was gonna go to our
Toys R Us.
I was gonna go to KB's. our resident movie reviewer who was on the show. A-Ron.
I thought we all were.
Well, we all are. But A-Ron,
did we all get demoted ever since he showed
well,
up?
Well,
I
know,
think so. Yeah.
I thought we used to review movies too.
He has a website.
We used to.
Huh?
He has a website.
So do I. It's called Facebook and Instagram. I have a minorities right. page too. And
all right.
Is and it, I made the Nerd Watch one.
Is
and,
it, first of all, by the way, speaking of that, you're going to put up an event for the Nerd Watch coming up, aren't you? For the
not anymore.
Not anymore. Not anymore.
Since you demoted him.
Yeah, I know. Well, let's,
no, but I guess A-Ron can do it since he's the webmaster.
I mean.
Way to go, A-Ron.
You've been promoted.
Can I give A-Ron?
The guy brings you an apple every day after class, and next thing you know.
Can I give A-Ron some time here?
No.
What did you happen to get to see this
he's already
weekend?
On camera. Does he need to speak?
You see movies every weekend. What did you watch this week? Weekend.
Three. Again.
You watched what?
Three?
What movie is that? Three in one day.
Oh, three in one day. Oh, wow. Holy crap.
What did you I start do that all the time.
I started
That's boring.
Well, not really.
He wants to know the titles. Fire them off, man. Go.
7 days in Entebbe.
Right.
Okay.
I Could Only Imagine.
Okay.
And right. Love, Simon.
You saw those?
Love, Simon?
Love, Simon?
Wait,
Love
are those
Simon.
The movie titles, or is that a sentence?
Yes.
So out of those three, you watched those three movies and didn't watch Pacific Rim Uprising.
Nope.
How dare you? So
is it because there's a black guy in it now?
What's that?
There was a black guy in the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but I mean,
yeah, but I like that first black guy.
Oh, Idris Elba wasn't the first one? I didn't watch it.
But we'll cancel the apocalypse.
That guy.
For Wakanda.
Yeah.
That's he didn't see.
No.
That's,
oh.
That was the one black guy that wasn't in that
all
movie.
Right, so those for those three
Chadwick
movies.
Chadwick Boseman.
All of those three movies, which one did you like the most?
Love, Simon.
Love, Simon.
Mm. It's very
I Love, Simon
it's
as
very
well.
Real.
What it, so like was it just like top Simon ramen, says the whole
delicious.
Time he was just
slice up some
telling
spam,
somebody to right? do something.
Yeah. Some scrambly eggs on top.
Simon says touch your forehead.
What is that movie about though?
Yeah, go ahead. What
soap the egg, man. Soap the egg.
He basically has a secret.
You do it like egg drop?
He's gay, and he doesn't want anybody to know because he's not ready.
He's not ready for what?
All the butt
to
sex.
Let people to know that he's...
A whole Please. New way.
Oh, man.
What?
I just set him up.
Holy cow, man.
And then when you are ready you for the
like
butt sex,
then
you tell
yeah.
everybody.
So
wow.
So his
when
one
you
class-
put it out on Front Street, you get it in the back street.
So his one classmate blackmails
him. Says Aaron Carter.
Because he's in love with his
love
best, with
man.
Simon's best friend.
Okay.
And eventually
Simon's
things get pretty
spam. Everyone
heated out from there.
Wow.
Heated up, right.
All right, so overall, though, is it a drama? Is it a comedy? What is it?
It's comedy. It's a comedy, comedy, drama.
It's a comedy?
Yeah.
It's a dramedy.
About butts?
There's...
No.
Stop.
He said it.
They're saving that for the sequel.
But the...
The sequel's going to be Love, Semen.
My opening was offensive? Really? My opening was offensive. Unbelievable.
Oh, man.
It wasn't so much offensive as it wasn't funny.
Okay, first of all, he meant sailors. Calm down.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
what did you think he meant?
You guys are
but the director is the creator of Flash and Arrow and Supergirl.
And he's also the creator. Isn't he the creator of Legends of Tomorrow as well?
Yeah.
Greg Berlanti.
Yeah.
Oh, Berlanti, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He actually had time Berlanti. To make a movie.
Yeah, Berlanti did.
Jeez. Well, he hasn't made one since, like, 2010.
Yeah, he did that
one
with
say,
Catherine
Heigl.
Yeah, Life as We Know It.
Made a movie?
Yeah, so he did that movie.
It's kind of creepy. Yeah. Killer Cal is just, like, looking at the back of Ganna's neck.
It's gross. And critics love that movie, and I think
smiling,
I think it deserves.
So
love.
You recommend?
Yeah,
recommend. All right. So does that mean this week you're going to be watching Pacific Rim and Ready Player One?
No. Well, just Ready Player One tomorrow and Acrimony on Friday.
Okay, cool.
Acrimony? What is Acrimony? Yeah.
It's that thriller with Taraji P. Henson.
Taraji P. Henson.
It's directed by Tyler Perry. Ooh. But it's R rated. He's
Black Panther's yeah. cool, but like, Tyler Perry's Dude, back.
I hate Tyler Perry.
Well, because he's doing an R rated thriller, revenge thriller. He's
Tyler Perry.
He's trying
he's
to
already
conquered. And I'm like, who the hell is Tom McCurdy?
He's already conquered the comedy.
Yeah, but now he's
I feel
to
like because of Tyler Perry, out. Every director has to do what he does.
Yeah, right.
Like to shove his name into the title just because.
Right. Oh.
You know,
he's the next John
Steven
Carpenter.
Spielberg's Ready Player One.
M. Night Shyamalan's.
Wes Carpenter.
Signals.
Signs, Wes Carpenter did that.
But that's not part movie. Of the title. It is Tyler
Wes
Perry's
Craven,
the twist
John
is
Carpenter.
That
like his
good.
Name is part of the title of every movie
yeah.
he does.
Every movie.
It's really obnoxious.
The best part is when
it's
obnoxious
and annoying.
The best part is when
it's
a Madea movie because then they do Tyler Perry's Madea's blank.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. It's just very obnoxious.
No, I'm with you on that.
I don't see why it's necessary.
Yeah.
But so this weekend is the Pacific. Or this past weekend was Pacific Rim Uprising. None of us saw it. We want to see it.
Wednesday. No, it's tomorrow.
No, Pacific Rim. I'm sorry. Rising.
Oh,
came out
Pacific
this year.
Rim. Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about Ready Player One.
And then Ready Player One is tomorrow.
Yeah.
The early show is tomorrow. Yeah. Thursday.
Can't wait to see all those Mogwais and the DeLoreans.
Hey, enough with your negativity. I can't wait to see it.
Wait. So you just talked about how you love Transformers. And 80s
Look,
nostalgia.
We went
and
over this last
don't.
Week. My kink is nostalgia. Okay. And you're not going to get it right. It's like, you know, it's like wanting it in the face and somebody rubbing your back.
He likes the weird stuff.
Wow.
That when you mention he's like his first initial response is, who? And he's like, oh, yeah, yeah, I love that stuff.
Speaking of
Teenage
loving...
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Who?
Speaking of loving that stuff, Gannon, hard media this week. We got... We got
Serbian film.
An amazing... Again.
This came out all the way back in, I think, 2013.
I recommend picking that
That's
up.
That's going to...
You recommend it, Aaron?
This is the uncut version.
With your mom.
It's good stuff.
What else came out, Gannon?
It came? Like, just...
No, this is the way it arrived.
Yeah, that is the packaging.
You don't want to use the word came with this movie.
Why? What happened?
Stop it. No.
You
all right.
Know.
So what else came out in hard
sex
media?
With
nothing
dead
important.
People?
Nothing important.
That's true.
No, they can see it. Last Jedi.
Star Wars, The Last Jedi did come out.
Tyler Perry.
I heard that.
Tyler Perry, Star Wars, The Last Jedi.
I heard that
Tyler
the fan
Perry's
petition.
Medea's Serbian
actually, too. I would watch that. I'd be kind of into that movie.
The fan petition I heard was successful, so Episode 8's not part of the canon anymore.
Right. Good luck with
They're
that.
They're going to redo it.
There is a fan cut going around online for Justice League already, and I watched about the first 20 minutes of it, and there's not much different about it except that they cut pieces of BVS into the intro of it.
Oh, really?
Well, it's the ending scene where Bruce and Diana are talking about putting the team together, so there's a little bit more context.
Bruce and Diana.
Yeah.
It's like Jack and Diane.
Oh, weren't you just talking about... I
completely changed the subject because
okay, I was like,
I'm trying to avoid getting this one started on
Last
Jedi.
Nobody wants to talk about Last Jedi.
Yeah, so Star Wars: The Last Jedi has hit hard media this week. You can check it out. It's Blu-ray 4K, and there's a special stop it. There's a special steelbook case at Best Buy. If you can go online and get that, and there's a special book edition.
Does
Target?
Does Luke still die in that one?
For people that read,
I got mine, but I left it on the store shelf.
You said book edition. There's no.
You didn't get yours.
Isn't that a 40-page book, edition?
There's no Filipinos in this movie.
You're an idiot.
That's the book edition.
It's all white people, dude.
Stop it. No, it's not. Also,
I'm sorry.
Also get
there's
out
nothing
here.
About Howleys in this movie.
Yeah, before.
Oscar
Isaac
Wars,
isn't a Howley.
He is.
I bought season one of Legion.
Oh, you bought season one of Legion. Okay.
Did you watch it yet?
One of those
I've seen like 3 episodes on TV, but out of sync. You know, I didn't really watch
it.
Watch it. Oh, okay, cool.
So I'm looking forward to
it. It's excellent.
All right, well, listen, before
it's
we get out of
week,
here.
1 week until season 2 of Legion.
Yeah. Right, that's
why. We're already done?
We're almost done. One more thing before we get out of here, okay, and then we'll go into Facebook Live, and we'll do a little bit of
The hell with Steven Spielberg. That's what you're going to say, right?
No, what I am going to say is a big game came out today, Far Cry 5. So you can check that out. If you're a fan of Far Cry, it's out there.
If format's
not impressed, then I don't want to talk about it.
Far format Cry. Wasn't impressed with Breath of the Wild, though.
Yeah, well,
game of the year.
Breath of the Wild is overrated.
He didn't like any of the Arkham games either.
Because it's all
okay.
Breath of the Wild.
I didn't
is
say
overrated.
They were great.
But
what
they,
did you say?
You spend most of the time playing in detective mode.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
that's true.
You do.
That's
true.
That's not a good game.
But what you said was true. Is it's like Assassin's Creed with a Batman skin on it.
More or less.
I'm a huge fan of.
I would argue that
I'm a huge fan of those games. My favorite is Asylum, but Asylum has the worst ending. That's with the Joker turning into that giant.
The mutant.
Yeah, it's very weirdly tacked on. Like we didn't know what else to do, so he's a monster now.
But it was a great game up until then, and then after
work for the Super Shredder.
Apparently so.
That's exactly the flashback I had playing that. It's just like this is just Super Shredder.
Anyway, you guys can check out Far Cry 5.
Ninja Turtles 2. You're gonna love Arkham Asylum.
Far Cry 5 came out today. If you're interested, check it out. I ended up getting it, and so far it's really good. Very different from most Far Cries, and definitely harder than most. And the exploration is different.
Would you say that it's a Far Cry from Far Cry 4?
Yes, yes, it is, Todd. So listen,
I don't know, man,
and ladies.
Why is it purple?
That thing. I feel
you
like
know
that,
why it's purple.
Is it Jump the Shark or?
No.
Inform us non-gamers.
I feel like it jumped the shark in 4. I think it peaked in 3.
You know, it did. 3 was great. 4 was a little overrated. 5, they're getting back to doing what was good about Far Cry, and it feels a lot better. It feels a lot
maybe
like
I'll
3.
I'll get back into it then.
Give it a shot. I think you'll dig it.
Legacy Edition for Injustice 2 came out.
Oh, did it really? Oh,
you know, I prefer to play it in Fun Factory so I get those free cards.
You only have to press one button.
There's a weird skin for Batman for the Legacy Edition where you're Bruce Wayne.
What?
Wearing a suit?
You're Bruce Wayne, but you still have all the same Batman moves, which is really fun, which is really weird.
Does his tie like
batarang?
He does like the cape flaps, but there's
wait,
a cape there.
But which Bruce Wayne? Are you Batfleck Bruce Wayne? Are you
no,
Ben
no,
Affleck?
Just regular Bruce Wayne.
Comic book Bruce Wayne.
Did you
Wayne?
Say Fatfleck?
Batfleck.
Oh, I was like, dude, that was messed up.
I'm not fattest.
Okay, just checking. Neither am I. Anyway.
All he's saying is that Ben Affleck's clearly not the most disciplined.
No. No he's fatties.
There's not something like
that. Should be the Nerdwatch tagline. No fatties. And guys tune in and be like, they're all fatties.
No fatties.
They're eating
no
nothing
fatties.
But fried chicken on
that's
the show.
Great. Okay, that's the name of the show. Anyway, we're out of time. Stay tuned, Facebook Live. We got a little more coming up for you guys exclusively on Facebook Live. If you guys want to tune into that, if you're listening to the show, like us at Facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. Follow us on Twitter at Nerdwatch Nation. Follow us on Instagram at @The_NerdWatch. And you can also download the Maui Watch app at MauiWatch.
Hit up our DMs on Stitcher.
Check that out. Yeah. Slide into those DMs, yo. And then, of course.
Nuke the fridge. Oh, yeah. Did you hear about that?
No, what?
Nuke them.
John Cena.
Oh, yes. Interesting. Well, we'll talk about that.
John Cena!
Speaking of John Cena, he's also the villain on the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cartoon.
Yes, he is.
Lord Dracon?
Something like
Drogon?
That.
Drogon? Something like
Dracon?
Something like
isn't
that.
Isn't that the
Power
Morphin?
Rangers? Yeah, now I can't remember. It's right, something like that.
All right. Yeah. We got to get out of here. So for Todd, for Gannon, for Aaron. With one A.
Freak!
Freak!
For Format and for Daddy Link, I
am Cinema.
Until next time, peace out. Much A-Ron. Love, and most assuredly, always A-Ron. Stay nerdy. And next week, we should have a review for Ready Player One and our event for Infinity War. Avengers Infinity War will be going up on the Facebook page.
Horde.
So until then, we're out of here.
Woo!
Let me try a new one. Nerd Watch out.
It doesn't work because you're not out yet.
All right, bye. Aloha.
Aloha.
All right, fuck off.